answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Something else that I know is concerning people, because it's on the news, is Ebola. Our number one obligation, you know, we're involved in foreign policy, but even our foreign policy, the number one priority of our foreign policy is to protect the American people. We cannot and will not allow any cases of Ebola to enter the United States. And so we're very, the State Department and other agencies represented here, the Centers for Disease Control, HHS, others are working very, very hard to contain this crisis to the countries where it's currently located, particularly the Democratic Republic of the Congo. And so we've surged assistance to make sure that is being contained there. And obviously, multiple agencies involved here are also very involved in tracking people, just to make sure that nobody comes into this country that has Ebola and creates a problem for us. And we feel like we've got good efforts in place to do that. And Americans should feel assured that the president and his administration is doing everything we can to protect them on that front.
That is Secretary of State Rubio saying we're doing everything we can to protect Ebola from coming into the U.S. But I'm telling you, this is a very difficult task. If they're looking at flights just originating from anywhere in Africa, that's not going to tell you that someone with Ebola is not getting into our country. Maybe they took a flight into London to begin with, or into Paris, or anywhere else, and then from there we're flying in. This is not to cause a scare nor a panic. But the leftists will use it that way, especially going in the midterm. Once again, they're going to want to demand that we do all kinds of COVID actions all over again. Not likely to happen with this administration, unless we have a true, legitimate concern. Ebola is dangerous. It is deadly. It is spreading. And the World Health Organization chief officer says our worst fears are being realized. He's a career Ethiopian bureaucrat, and he confirmed late Monday the Ebola outbreak is outpacing response efforts in Africa and those countries neighboring the Democrat Republic of Congo, which is where the most recent cases started originating. He said we're urgently scaling up operations. But at the moment, the epidemic is outpacing us, especially for the neighboring countries. I have no doubt that's probably happening in the Congo and around the Congo. But as you heard Secretary of State Rubio saying, we're going to do everything we can to make sure it does not come to our shores. Earlier this month, the head of the World Health Organization pointed out this was a public health emergency of international concern. Now, I'm not going to deny that statement. It is of international concern. But we're not going to go through a COVID thing again. So far, 88 deaths have been reported in the Congo, Dominican Republic of the Congo, and two deaths in Uganda. And Uganda's announced two more Ebola cases. So it is spreading fast. Ebola was first discovered in 1976 in what is now the Dominican Republic of Congo. It is rare, but yet highly contagious and often fatal, generally transmitted via bodily fluids. Symptoms: a high temperature, constant being tired, vomiting, diarrhea, muscle pains, bleeding. If perchance you're suffering any of those, you shouldn't be spending your time listening to me. You should be going to see your doctor. And I'm not going to say you have Ebola, but you've got issues you need to be dealing with for your personal health. Thanks for joining us for hour number two, Larry Connors USA. No, I'm not a doctor, and I don't play one. That's why I tell you, go see your own doctor. But with Larry Connors USA, I do promise you this, every Monday through Friday, we're going to bring you news, analysis, commentary, and education. You're going to leave each hour with more information than you have when we began. And a program note for you. Next Monday, we will air at noon. Jamie Allman has taken some time off, so we will be airing at noon to 2. but we will replay that program at the same time next Monday. So you can put that on your calendar. And later in this hour, Democrats suffering another disease, not Ebola, but it can also be deadly for the Democrats. It's foot and the mouth disease. I don't think there's a cure for this because they just keep putting their foot into their mouth repeatedly. They're trying to jam both feet into their mouth. I've got some perfect examples coming up before we wrap up this hour. They are absolutely hilarious, except for the fact these people walk among us. These people are elected to state and congressional positions. These people think they know better than you as to what's good for our nation. They don't. They shouldn't be anywhere near a position of power, because once they get it, they won't let go of it. And one of them right now is happening in front of all the New Yorkers are upset with Mondami. He is failing. He promised free rent housing. We're going to do everything. Free bus transportation, free grocery stores. None of that is happening because he realized, this is going to take money. He knew the New York City budget was already deep in the red when he took over. And yet he was making these promises. And he's got all of these sycophants out there just lapping up everything he said and cheering him on. Who's the bigger idiot? Mondami or those who are supporting him? Let me take a moment to deal with something more serious before we get into more of the foot-in-the-mouth disease issue. President Trump, on efforts, still trying to have a deal with Iran.
I can say that we can make a good deal right now, but maybe not a great deal. And if it's not a great deal, we're not making it. Because we can make a great deal with this guy right here. If it's not going to be a real deal, because Obama had that horrible JCPOA, whatever it was the worst deal. It was a path for Iran to have a nuclear weapon very quickly. Years ago, they would have had a nuclear weapon. But we have things understood now with Iran. It's been nasty. They've lost their leaders. They've lost. And it really is regime change. You know, we didn't set out for regime change. But by the fact that we're dealing with a totally different group of people than we were at the beginning. And frankly, I find them to be much more reasonable. I actually find them to be smarter, but I find them to be much more reasonable. This is regime change. One regime is gone, another regime is gone, we're dealing with the third. Pieces of it, because some of them are gone too.
And who wants to step into the next position? And maybe they're more willing to discuss a peace because they don't want a target on their back from a drone 10,000 feet above them. In the meantime, the U.S. Central Command did say Iran launched a ballistic missile against Kuwait. The U.S. shot down Iranian drones over the Strait of Hormuz. And yet you got many on the left saying, see, Trump is trying to start the war again. Every day he's giving them a chance, come to the peace table. And we're not going to shoot at you, but if you shoot at us, you're damn well going to get fired back on, as we should. Rules of engagement say we will fire back and we will shoot to kill. By the way, the U.S. is already planning to slash the number of fighter jets, strategic bombers, and any warships available to NATO in any future security crisis. Why? Because NATO has done nothing to be helping us in this situation. Oh, they've sat on their butts and talked and said, well, maybe we will provide a willing volunteer coalition. They have not done anything. A German magazine report claims that, relying on anonymous sources, European officials were taken back by the scale of what Trump's going to take away from them. NATO has been warned there will be a scale back of the drawback as it continues to heed to President Trump's continued demand. Group members, you got to increase your spending for NATO, and you got to step up when asked to step up to help another NATO ally. But they're not doing it. They're not doing it. But we do have leftists in this country that are doing us more harm simply because they open their mouth. Democrat, Connecticut Senator Chris Murphy.
Okay, first, there's one word that's not in that passage at all, and it's Trump. And I just want to say just a quick word about the book and what the purpose of explaining these cults is. I spend my entire day worrying about Donald Trump. He is an existential threat to our democracy. He's a big deal. He's the cause of lots of our problems. But I think people in this country understand that there is something deeper that is wrong with American culture and our American experience, that we feel more adrift, lonelier, more frustrated and overwhelmed than ever before. And that Trump is in ways a symptom of that spiritual unraveling that has been happening for a long time.
No, it's been happening since Joe Biden opened the border and allowed 12 to 20 million illegals into our country. Thank you, Joe Biden. And they have been, in many cases, convicted of crimes against people and property, even murder, sentenced to prison, and then will, after they serve that time, will be deported. Or in some blue states and blue cities, they're charged, given a little slap on the wrist, say, you will come back here in 30 days for another hearing, right? Oh, yeah. Oh, see, I'll be back. They're not coming back. And blue states and representatives in Congress and in the states, like Congressman Senator Murphy, are basically saying, Trump is the problem? Look in the mirror. Look at what you see. It should be something resembling what you pick up after you walk your dog. Now, leftist activists continue fighting against ICE, obviously. They continue claiming detention centers are unhealthy for a variety of reasons. You know, there might be some credibility. I'm willing to concede there might be some credibility on their complaints, but the issue is they've already lost so much credibility. How can you begin to believe them now? Once you lose credibility, it is hard to get it back. Just the same, Borders Are Home and says, I will inspect these conditions.
No, that thing, food's always provided. I tour facilities all the time, and if you, like I say, if you're Muslim, you got a certain diet. You know, you can't eat certain meat, you can't eat certain foods, and those diets are accounted for when they're brought into the facility, when they're booked in. All this information is asked, and proper diets are given. But ICE bends over backwards to make sure these are really run great facilities. Because look, we know we're under the microscope. We know Democrats are attacking ICE every day. Anybody thinks ICE is setting up a detention facility that doesn't meet our high standards, then we're setting us up for attacks, right? So we know we're going to have inspections every day. And in addition to congressional inspections, there's unannounced inspection by the Inspector General, unannounced inspection by Office of Professional Responsibility. They're always being inspected, unannounced inspections, and we're prepared for it.
I like that. I like that they're going to do unannounced inspections and just show up. Look, even though they're illegally here, and even if they have committed a crime, a heinous crime, although I have a hard time getting this out of my mouth, I'm going to let it pass my lips and say they deserve humane treatment while they're being held in custody. There, I said it. But I'll have to tell you, there are times I'd say, I don't give a damn about treating them humanely for what they did to a 3-year-old child or even a 6-month-old baby. I'm being honest with you. I'm being directly honest. I know some of you out there, you've raised questions. You met me, you've seen me on the streets. You say, boy, you really come off as a hard arse. I said, I can be, but I can also be sympathetic, and I can also be empathetic. And if these people are being detained in filthy, horrid conditions, I say, change it. And that's what Holman says he will do. So I don't know if the claims are valid, but Holman says he's going to be looking at it. I trust him more than I trust the claims of how bad the situation is. And look at the crimes many of them have been charged with, much less convicted of. And I yet to this day, I still don't see a single member of the leftist crowd coming forward and saying, look, rather than them being in a detention center, they can live in my home with me and my family. And I'll be responsible for whatever they do going forward. There's not one leftist, not one, who will come out and offer to do that. Because they don't want them either. Not in my backyard, not in my bedroom, not in my children's bedroom. It's okay if they go to your bedroom. That's all fine by them. They created this mess. And yet I keep hearing from the left, look what Trump has done to this country. What has he done? He has shut down illegal entries. He continues to deport more and more. He continues where he can, aside from blue states and cities, rounding up illegals. Oh, and take note of this. Because the Trump administration is closing the spigot of federal aid to states who spend freely offering free care for illegals, California, Colorado, Illinois, New York, and others, they're finding they cannot afford to replace what was taken out of the federal dollars from their own state budgets. You know what they're doing? They're quietly pulling back their generous programs of free health care to migrants. They don't have the money anymore. They never did. They were using your federal tax dollars to provide free health care to migrants. There is no such thing as a free health care nor a free lunch. Somebody is paying for it. You have been. But now these blue cities and states, realizing we're not going to get the federal dollars we need to do this free health care, we'll start pulling off of that. It's slowly crashing around them. Coming up, leftists with foot-in-the-mouth disease. No cure. How bad is it? Coming up, a Chicago activist. Lock and load. Ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Spring weather has everyone sneezing, even inside their home or building. Instead of saying Gesundheit, call Wellington Environmental to perform air tests to determine if mold levels are too high. Gesundheit is the same as saying bless you after someone sneezes, the German word meaning wishing you good health. Wellington Environmental can perform air testing that is simple, fast, and can identify issues keeping you from having good health. Wellington does the same for hospitals and nursing homes for indoor concerns. Give them a call. It's simple. 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Tell Cindy, I need air sampling. They've seen it all. They can help you. Next time you hear Gesundheit, think Wellington. Wellington Environmental. Be well with Wellington. McGuire Moving is silver certified, which means they are great at relocating senior citizens. In fact, McGuire is a household name because McGuire understands the stress involved when moving older adults. So if you or family members need help moving, I highly recommend McGuire Moving. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. Get a free in-home estimate. McGuireMoving.com. John Beal Roofing reminds you we are in the stormy season, and that means if you have even the smallest leak in your roof, you could soon have a much bigger issue. Call John Beal to make sure that your biggest investment is protected. That call can save you major dollars. If you do get hit during a storm, John Beal has a rapid response team. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF, John Beal. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Vincent'sJewelers.com.
This is News Talk STL.
Oh, smokestack lightning, shining just like gold. Why don't you hear me cry?
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We turn to you in gratitude and remembrance. O Lord, remind us that the history of Islam in America is not a story that began in 1965, nor one that arrived upon distant shores in the 20th century. It is woven into the very tapestry of this nation. It is part of Black American history. A story not only of bondage, but of spiritual emancipation, a freedom of the soul that existed long before its material counterpart was realized. Let us honor that truth with fortitude and clarity. O Sustainer, remind us that this story is stitched into the fabric of our land and carried in the sacred inscriptions.
That is a Chicago activist, representative of the Inner City Muslim Action Network in America, and claiming that Islam in America is woven into the fabric of our nation. No, it's not. No, it's not. But she, did you see how she kind of, let's pull the Black population into this because they will understand how they've been mistreated and enslaved, which is a fact, a dirty part of our history. We cannot ignore it. But there's nothing to say anyone is enslaved at this point unless you are practicing radical Islamist behavior where women have to cover themselves from head to toe, cannot go outside their house without a man, and in fact, they can be beaten on the street if the man doesn't like whatever they're doing. That's what they're doing in other countries and would love to do here, by imposing Sharia law in various parts of our nation. But this Chicago activist wants you to believe Islam has been here all this time. I don't know, and I cannot tell, and I don't think she can either, identify when the first Muslim was in the U.S. But I will say this. I don't believe the first Muslim in the U.S. was Islamist, a jihadist. They could have been, but I don't think so. They were just practicing their faith. They came to America because we have freedom of religion. And we do. I know several Muslims. They're not Islamist. They don't want to destroy America. Some came here to assimilate. Others are just here for a period of time and they may want to come back. But they're not trying to tear our country down. But it's not just the stupid raving of a Chicago activist as to how things are messed up in our country by not just, quote, Muslims, as she wants you to believe. It's inside the Democrat leftist progressive party. The candidate who won the Democrat primary the other day to run against Paxton in Texas, Tallarico, he says, the U.S. flag, that's very confusing to me.
I often think when reclaiming symbols, I think about the American flag. I think the Confederate flag is a symbol of treason and terrorism. But the American flag is such a complicated symbol for most of us. In many ways, like Jesus, like the cross, it's been co-opted and in some ways its true meaning has been betrayed.
The U.S. flag has been co-opted for all of... What? This is the foot-in-the-mouth disease I'm telling you about. Open your mouth, put your foot in. Put both feet in if you can. I want to share this from you. This is from Breitbart talking about... And Breitbart is a right-wing publication. I want you to understand that. I never try to hide those kinds of facts from you. But they're writing it this way. Stridently heterosexual, U.S. Senate candidate James God is non-binary Tallarico, Democrat of Texas, can't even handle the softest of softball interviews with far-left CBS News. Yep, they sat down with him, started asking questions. And that's where he pointed out that he does have wild heterosexual sex with a secret girlfriend. He did that back in 2021. And in my faith, God is non-binary. In my faith, God is God. There is no gender issue with God. And he went on to say, the thing I want us to be aware of is that modern science obviously recognizes there are many more than two biological sexes. No, they do not. Modern scientists do not recognize that. But CBS was desperate to give him an opportunity to clear up some of his remarks. The far-left CBS News interviewer said, God is non-binary? What do you mean by that? His answer, well, you know, I think I was being intentionally provocative with that statement, but what it means is that God cannot be defined by human categories. The Apostle Paul, in his letter to the Galatians, says that in Christ there is neither male nor female. Well, that is true. He is God, period. He said, I know there are two sexes, men and women, but I also know there's a small percentage of people who have chromosomal abnormalities. That is true. But his foot in the mouth is not over yet. In that very interview, he pushed another issue that he basically started pushing in 2022. Keep in mind, this is a guy that is running to be a senator from the state of Texas. Tallarico saying, we need to eat less beef.
We have, I think, heard more and more issues of animal welfare. I think not just because it's the right thing to do and the moral thing to do, but also it's, as all of you know, necessary to fight climate change. It is now existential that we try to reduce our meat consumption and that we try to respect animals in all aspects of society. And so I am proud to say that our campaign has officially become a non-meat campaign. So we are only buying vegan products from our local vegan businesses. Some of you may know Big Nonas. They were little Nonas, and then they opened up brick and mortar, so another Big Nonas. But we just got our pizza from there today. And so
the point is,
I think all of us, not just policymakers, but everyone has to take personal responsibility in this effort.
And the idea was eat less beef because cows fart, fatulate. They put methane emissions into the air. He's campaigning in a state that is the undisputed leader in the nation in U.S. beef production. Nearly 15% of our entire nation's supply comes from Texas, the home of approximately 12 million head of cattle, 4 million beef cattle. And he's wanting to tell them, elect me, and we're going to be against beef. You are truly an idiot. Truly, good God, you can't make this stuff up. Oh, and here's another one. Here's a Colorado Democrat, Jason Crow. Now, Jason has served in our military with honor, special forces, got a Bronze Star. I don't know if he got his head wounded in some way or another, but he's talking about how we've been going after cocaine boats, leaving Venezuela trying to bring cocaine to our shores. He's insisting they're not carrying cocaine, they're carrying marijuana, and by knocking these boats out, you know what is happening? It's making the cost of marijuana go up in our nation.
I also want to be really clear that what's happening in the Caribbean is not stopping it, because they're not blowing up fentanyl. That's point number three. They're literally not blowing up fentanyl. They're blowing up marijuana boats. Right? So the price of marijuana is going up, but fentanyl doesn't come by boats. It doesn't come over the Caribbean Sea. And it doesn't come from the places in Venezuela where those boats are originating from.
And again, he's in Colorado, where they have several marijuana sanctioned farms. They don't want competition coming from some foreign country. Once again, campaigning right in the face of their own citizens, speaking against their wishes and their desires. Oh, I got to share this with you. Another person who puts her foot in the mouth often. Comedian, so-called, former The View co-host Rosie O'Donnell, now admitting she had a facelift, despite in the past calling plastic surgery a betrayal of feminism. She said, "I did feel strongly about facelifts, but I looked at myself, I've lost 50 pounds, I've got this sagging skin, it wasn't wrinkles, it was gravity, and I thought, I just need to change it." Her own son, her 13-year-old, said, "Mom, don't get the facelift, your wrinkles were earned." He said, "You get your facelift, I won't respect you." Well, she got her facelift. I don't care that she did. If it makes her feel better about herself, so be it. But here was someone who condemned anyone in the past who got any kind of facelift, in her case, sagging excess skin around her eyes and everything else. She would condemn them, call them out. But now, oh, she's in league with you. But her son isn't. Coming up, yet another Democrat making an outlandish claim about Trump, and as usual, no facts.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at LarryConnorsUSA.
When insurance companies know you're represented by Under Law, they know Under is not going to let you be pushed around. Their reputation is built on years of courtroom battles. If you suffer an injury or damage to your property, serve the insurance company notice. You have Under Law on your side, a St. Louis firm you can trust to protect you at every turn. Don't settle for less. You want to win? Believe me, Under wins. Under, O-N-D-R, underlaw.com. McGuire Moving is silver certified, which means they are great at relocating senior citizens. In fact, McGuire is a household name because McGuire understands the stress involved when moving older adults. So if you or family members need help moving, I highly recommend McGuire Moving. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. Get a free in-home estimate. McGuireMoving.com. When I have business clients or guests from out of town, I often take them to Cafe Napoli. I know they're going to enjoy any of the Napoli locations. Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, next to Napoli C, Napoli Kirkwood, or Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the Chesterfield Valley. Excellent food and intellectual conversation, if they bring the intellectual conversation. NapoliSTL.com. NapoliSTL.com. You should know that when I endorse Wellington Environmental, it's because I believe and know they will do you right. Wellington takes pride in providing homeowners and businesses whatever they need. You need some dustless blasting? They will take care of that. You need some mold remediation? They can do that. They take pride in training their team to perform multiple services and having the equipment ready to get jobs finished. That's important to you. You make just one call, and you call a company that's been around for more than 35 years with more than 45 technicians in the field. Most of you know finding good workers, then having them show up on time could be difficult. Not for Wellington Environmental. They're there at the designated time, ready to go. Check them out to see what they could do for you. Dustless blasting or anything else you need. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930. 314-644-4930. Be well with Wellington.
This is News Talk STL.
Drinking dog whiskey, telling white lies. One leads to another on Saturday night. Don't you cross your heart unless you hope to die. Drinking dog whiskey.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
We know 5 years from now, 10 years from now, when people look back at the most corrupt president in American history that torched our democracy and did outrageous things, the question is going to be, who were the people so complicit that they allowed these things to happen? And Republicans know they're going to be held accountable. They're going to be on the record. So I'm starting to see more people, as Donald Trump continues to strain our democracy and push every sense of decency, I'm starting to see some wobbly knees amongst Republicans who for too long have been doing that advanced form of yoga and bending over backwards, contorting themselves to do what Donald Trump wants. We're starting to see weakening in that.
Yeah, that is Senator Cory Booker of New Jersey saying Republicans are getting weak-kneed and they're beginning to fall apart. I guess they believe that if they keep repeating this mantra over and over and over, it will become true. Now, I will grant you, there are some weak-kneed Republicans. They just don't have the spine to stand up properly. And they'll go whichever way the wind blows. I know that. And the same exists in the Democrat Party and independents. You are capable of making your own decision. You should be. But, of course, you must be informed to make a good decision. And therein lies the rub, isn't it? There are too many that are not informed. That's why, again, with Larry Connors USA, every day we give you news, analysis, opinion, and education. And you make up your mind after you hear what we present. I never tell you what to think. Does anyone have any doubt what I think? I don't think so anymore. When I was a news anchor, as a TV news anchor, no one knew my politics. I would go cover the Republican National Committee, the Republican National Convention, and I would come back and I'd have people say, well, I guess you were just fine with all your Republican buddies up there, weren't you? Didn't you have a good time? The following month, I might be covering the Democrat National Convention. I'd come back and people would say, oh, you and all your liberals, you were out there having a good time, weren't you? They did not know my politics, nor should they. They did not. I was not wearing them on my sleeve. Now, if they knew my personal life of going to church, raising a family, what cars I bought, what where I ate, things of that nature, that might give them some inkling of me. You can't live in a vacuum. But I never expressed it on air. Of course, Channel 4 at the time considered that I did when I questioned Obama harshly, in their view, and then got a lot of flashback. Forgetting all the other interviews I'd done with other presidential candidates, both Bushes, Carter, Ford. Who am I leaving out right now? I'm drawing a blank. Oh, I'm Reagan. Again, gave him some tough questions. The easiest questions I ever gave anyone was the first time I interviewed Nixon. He was in Houston on a Get Out of Washington Beltway tour during Watergate. And I was the only one to grab him, and I knew if I asked a tough question, he'd spin on me and walk away. And I just wanted to get as much time as I could with him. So I'm going to admit, they were pretty much softball questions. But the second time I encountered him, after he had left office and he was in St. Louis speaking at a gathering in Clayton, I got to him as he left the event, and we talked pretty strongly about what he had done, what he felt he had not done, and what he had done for the nation. I mentioned earlier about how Tarico is so bizarre. Let me tell you where he's getting some support now. Congressman Beto O'Rourke, Democrat of Texas. You remember Beto. He is suggesting Tarico will be the 51st vote in the U.S. Senate. He's confident Tarico is going to unseat, or rather not unseat, Cornyn's already out, but will defeat Trump's pick of Paxton. I'll lay some good money on that bet right now. In fact, I was in New Orleans this last weekend. I'll bet they had that up there. I should have put some money down on it. Silly me, I meant to do it and I forgot it. But O'Rourke says, I don't think conditions could get any better for Democrats. Good God. What are these people drinking? I might want some of it, but I don't want to drink all of it. But to get to that delusional state? In the meantime, the Trump administration, while they want to blame him for everything and anything that's going wrong, when in fact, it's generally the blue states, blue cities where things go upside down. And I'd mentioned earlier in today's program, a lot of these blue states are now realizing we can no longer provide free health care to illegals because we're not getting federal dollars. Trump has shut them down. If you're going to support illegals, you're going to fight against ICE, you're not going to hold them for us to pick up when they've committed a crime or suspected of it, we're not going to give you any more federal dollars. So that means they got to go into their own state coffers. And every blue city and blue state is upside down in money. They're finally realizing we will not be able to give money to our citizens and give them health care. And while they may try to get the illegals to vote, that will be very difficult in many elections. So a lot of the illegals are going to suddenly realize, this isn't such a good place after all. I thought Illinois, they'd give me everything. J.B. Pritzker wants to be president. Surely he'll give me everything. Illinois is one of those states that's saying, we're going to have to pull back what we give free to illegals in our nation, in our state. In the meantime, the investigations. Attorney General Todd Blanche confirming we're moving forward with an investigation into Barack Obama over his plot to overthrow our government, Obama, in 2016.
Russia hoax, there was absolutely nothing to it. And so the question that the American people have to ask is, well, then why did they do it? Why did Comey say what he said? Why did the outgoing Obama administration do what they did? And that's what we're studying right now, because it did great damage to this country. It did great damage to President Trump's first term. And we want to understand why that happened, why there continued to be an effort by operatives in the government to go after President Trump while he was in office. And then, of course, over the past several years as well.
Yeah, and we are going to do that. And the government fraud is pretty amazing. I'm looking at some of the pieces that have come up already. There's a government contracting giant that's made a major announcement, along with Vice President Vance, as the White House winds a hunt. This is critical force being applied to find fraud. the federal agency that oversees more than $126 billion in federal contracts, joining Vice President Vance's Anti-Fraud Task Force. We're talking about the GSA. It's called the Engine of Government. It serves as a federal government central contracting and real estate agency, overseeing the buildings, the services, the goods agencies rely on to operate. Now, by joining the task force, the GSA is giving the Trump administration, the highest profile accountability in going after fraud. The GSA administrator said, "We sit at the center of the federal acquisition and contracting ecosystem, making us a critical force in the fight against fraud." So, if that had been underway, we would not have had the fraud we've seen happen in Minnesota and in California and other blue cities and blue states. They would have put a halt to it. We want an accountability. And I want to go a step farther. I want people behind bars. I don't want them to simply get a slap on the wrist because, oh, I stole $5 million. I'll do 30 days of public service work. My arse, you will. I'm going to give you a lot more to do than that. And you won't like the work I'll give you even if I gave you 30 days of public service. Speaking of pompous arse, that would be Larry. There's another Larry. Hey, Lawrence O'Donnell, that I do consider a pompous arse, MSN Now. And he's trying to nail Trump with another failure, a failure in his mind. And what do you think?
Today, Donald Trump said, "I don't care about the midterms." Donald Trump is the first president in history to say that he doesn't care about the midterm elections. No president has ever said that, even in private. But Donald Trump chose to say it today in a setting that is supposed to be private, a cabinet meeting. Donald Trump bragged at the beginning of his so-called cabinet meeting today about inviting the White House press corps to join the cabinet meeting. Donald Trump said, quote, "To the best of my knowledge, press has never been invited ever to a cabinet meeting for any reason at all." That's right, because prior to Donald Trump, cabinet meetings were real meetings. They were serious meetings. And as the powers of the presidency expanded after World War II and the White House staff expanded exponentially, cabinet meetings became increasingly rare, but still important enough to be private, so that everyone involved could speak freely to the president.
Do you think without cameras there, anyone in his cabinet is going to speak in any way different to Trump than with the cameras there? They won't have a job. I mean, he's got people around him that support him. Every president does that. And they did discuss legitimate issues, Iran and others. They're not going to lay out details that would be held inside a SCIF room, a secure information protected room, but they're willing to have conversations and let the cameras record it. There's nothing wrong with it, unless they are speaking of very highly sensitive material that could be damaging to our nation, our security, or our forces. You can call it a dog and pony show if you want. I don't care. But Trump allowing the press to be available to witness over a cabinet meeting? Big deal. Big deal. But here's pompous arse Lawrence O'Donnell. No president has ever done that. And did we hear anything that would shock the world or even the nation? Nope. No, we didn't. Let me give you another example of some of this leftist media that's out there. And again, Lawrence O'Donnell is with MS Now. There's a far left media site, as if you can get farther left than MSN Now. This is called Mediate. The founding editor is out after a 30-day suspension. What did he do wrong? He founded the company. Why is he suspended? For another far-left media outlet called him out. Said, you are outright fabricating a quote. So they did an investigation. And they found a series of, quote, mishaps, including misattributed information and made-up quotes. So the founder says, well, after 15 years as founding editor of Mediate, I'm stepping away from the site. That's been my obsession for more than a decade. I made editorial errors that surfaced in April. I address those mistakes. I stand by my apology. He didn't really care about fact-checking, fabricating a quote. You fabricate a quote, you're just making it up. And another leftist media called him out for it, trying to destroy them and get a bigger chunk of his audience, no doubt. And I don't care why. But you know what is happening? We have a 250th birthday party planned in D.C., on Independence Day. Multiple artists have been listed as entertainers. But now some of them are saying, this looks like it could be a political affair, maybe a Trump affair. I'm not going to participate. It's a party for our founding of our nation. You're invited to appear. You don't want to? Fine. Here's the door. Don't let it hit you in the butt on the way out. We'll be back tomorrow. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.
You can follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook. This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.